Ride of Silence, which will take place on Wednesday, this Wednesday in Lafayette. And it's actually happening all across the globe, starts in North America and rolls across the globe. I think maybe, Jim, we can start off talking just a little bit about the details of this and a little bit about Bike Lafayette, which is sponsoring this ride.
Sure. Bike Lafayette is a local bicycle advocacy organization. We do three main activities. We build community among cyclists. We educate about cycling safety, and we advocate for better cycling conditions in and around Lafayette. The Ride of Silence began in 2003 in Dallas when a man named Chris Phelan was killed by a bus where the mirror struck him while he was riding his bike. His friends organized the first Ride of Silence there, and since then it's been replicated in not only cities around the United States but countries throughout the world. This is about, I want to say, about the fourth time that it's been done in Lafayette. This year, each year we honor those who have been, the purpose of the ride is to honor those who have been injured or killed while cycling on the public roadways. This year we're going to honor several people, including Betty Noel, who was hit recently, Jaquiel Provost, Mickey Schoenig, Nell Taylor, Roxanne Richard, Carl Menard, Lee Holland, Mark Weinke, Scott Coco, Monique Cole, and others. There have been, since 2011, there have been 216 injuries and three fatalities in this area, looking at the five parishes in Acadiana. Thankfully, it's been since 2011 that we've had fatalities here, but it's still something that is more common than it needs to be, and so our hope for the Ride of Silence is that it will raise awareness among cyclists, among motorists, among law enforcement, that cyclists are out there and that they have the right to share the road.
Well, and I guess to illustrate what you're saying, with us, Monique Cole, who was injured this past year, and Tommy, you were friends with Rox, who was killed.
That's
and you were actually on that ride.
Yes.
Where it happened. So let's just talk a little bit about bicycling. First of all, you know, I think people have varying relationships with biking. So many of us encountered as a child, many adults, for them, cycling is really still for children. You buy your children a bike and they learn to ride on the driveway, maybe down the sidewalk. And that's the extent to which many adults have related to bicycles. What is your relationship to bicycles, Monique? When did you start riding and when did it become a passion of yours?
Well, for me, it was racing. So I was racing triathlons, and there's no place to train for any kind of bicycle racing while you're here in Lafayette. There's no off-road training. There's no place where there's no motorists. So we were as safe as we could be. We were during the day, and we were riding together, and we were on a I wouldn't say deserted road, but on a quiet country road, and I still was hit. So I think that's something we really need to do is have some place for people to train for racing that's off the motorist path.
Well, let's start just a little bit before about what you like about cycling. I mean, obviously you have a
– I like going fast.
So you have an athletic purpose in cycling. You just really enjoy that aspect of it.
Right, but it's also really great. I mean, when I was cycling, I could ride past. I saw mink out in the drive in the roads and things where you wouldn't normally see if you were a motorist or even a pedestrian. I also like that it's a great way to travel. I mean, it would be great if in Lafayette it was a safe way to go between your work and school and whatever. As a community, Lafayette is really close knit, and we're very we're good at food, but we also have a growing athletic community here too. And if we can't do it safely, if we don't have good education and a place to ride.
You know, it's interesting. We said you like to go fast, but still, when you're going fast on a bike, you still do notice a lot of things that you might not on a motorcycle or on a car. Things in nature that you feel more a part of.
Absolutely. And I'm a wildlife and fisheries major and a veterinarian. I mean, that was a big part of it to me is that I could see a lot of birds and a lot of animals that I wouldn't normally see.
Well, tell us just a little bit about the accident. People may wonder, it's a quiet road. What happens? Because, again, people who don't ride bicycles often really are uncertain, I think, as to how these things happen.
Sure. So we were riding. It was a straight, flat road, and it was during the day. And I was riding with my friend Eric, and we were riding side by side. And it was an unlicensed, uninsured driver that hit us from behind. And that's really about what happened. The police officers, unfortunately, we don't have a lot of education out there. And so they ticketed me for not having reflectors, but it was during the day. Mm-hmm. And also for riding two side by side, which is legal.
Mm-hmm. So. And what happened to you?
Well, hit me from behind, and I don't remember. But
you had a helmet on.
I did have a helmet on, and I'm a big proponent of that now because I would have died without that. But I broke his windshield, and he broke my neck. And from there, I got airlifted out. My only helicopter ride, and I don't remember. And I spent 2 months in the hospital in New Orleans. And now I'm back. I've lost my job because of it, but I'm back in therapy mm-hmm. 3 times a week.
Mm-hmm. And you're actually walking with a cane. You walked into the studio with that.
I am. Mm-hmm. So this is really great because I was in a wheelchair and I never knew if I'd be able to walk again, but I'm getting there.
And how do you feel about cycling now? Are you anxious to do that again?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And I'm really fortunate that I get to be part of a great thing like Bike Lafayette, where we can really help with safety and cycling.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you seen any changes in Lafayette, any positive changes since you started cycling?
I've seen a lot more awareness, mm-hmm. so I think that's really important. And I see a lot more people wanting to get involved, going to and from work. And there's been some great signage put out now about sharing the road with bicycles. And also, I think even UL is starting to build some bike paths and things. So I'd really love to see that go further.
Well, I know at least here on campus, they can't keep up with the demand for bike racks. There's so many kids ride their bikes, so that's a good thing. And certainly it's easier than adding parking spaces on campus.
Absolutely.
Well, Tommy, how long have you been riding?
Oh, all my life. I'm mm-hmm. 53 years old. So
you started as a kid
sure. mm-hmm,
riding. Mm-hmm. And what kinds of riding did you start doing? I mean, after, the childhood driveway moments, were you riding athletically like Monique or?
Well, I went from riding just a bicycle from the old Stingray days when I was a little kid. But when I got in high school, started riding unicycles, and that was fun. So I've got a lot of balance, and I like challenges. And then I started doing mountain biking, but there's not as many places around here to do that type of riding. And so I just started incorporating bike riding into my fitness. I go to Red Laurel's gym, and I like to do all types of cardiovascular activities. And bike riding is always fun to me. It's you can ride for an hour and not even know you've been exercising. So I love it, but riding around in town, I've had so many close calls, and most of it's due to vehicles that just the drivers aren't aware. They're not looking, they're not conscious, and it's just too many close calls.
Mm-hmm.
So we moved it. I started going out to the country roads like Monique, just riding where there's less traffic and much safer area to ride.
Mm-hmm. And what is that experience like for you riding your bike in South Louisiana? Monique was describing a bit her interest in wildlife. What do you enjoy about being out in the countryside on your bike?
Just being outdoors. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just think, the only time I want to be inside of a gym exercising is if the weather's too bad outside. And if it's not too hot and if it's not pouring down raining, I'm going to be outside.
Mm-hmm,
so
mm-hmm.
That's what I love about it is just getting out. And we mix in. I like to do running and then cycling after that. So a mixture of those two things, mm-hmm. I don't race as like Monique does. I ride just for the exercise of it,
mm-hmm,
I like
mm-hmm.
to go on back roads and wooded areas and things like that.
Mm-hmm. And do you often ride in a group or do you ride by yourself?
Most of the time I ride by myself. Mm-hmm. My riding partner was Roxanne Richard, so mm-hmm. we would do that frequently. But since then, I've only ridden 3 times out since I was involved in that accident that I felt that I could do it,
mm-hmm.
And so it gets a little better each day, but,
yeah.
Kind of make yourself get out there and do it.
Well, tell us about that accident. What happened?
Well, it was October 2011, and Rox and I were out in Grand Coteau area. We go there. We would go there frequently. She was there almost every single day, but we would run a route first, and then we would bike about an hour for each. And we had finished our run and got on our bikes and rode and through some backwood country roads and everything. And the last part of our ride, we come out to the service road on I-49. And we were going along I-49 service road headed south, and a and we were somewhat riding tandem. She was a little bit behind me, but beside me as well. And we didn't hear anything. It was just an explosion, and a fellow in a pickup truck just drove right through us, didn't see us, didn't hit the brakes, didn't see us. And she went over the hood and the windshield, and then knocked her way down the road, and she was killed instantly. So it was a horrible thing, just grazed me. But, you know, it was a very difficult thing to go through.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to tell people who may just be tuning in and listening, we're talking about the Ride of Silence, which is coming up this Wednesday in Lafayette. My guests, Jen Steele with Bike Lafayette, Monique Cole and Tommy W., talking about experiences on bicycles and one of the reasons that we're having the Ride of Silence in Lafayette, to make everyone more mindful and hoping to prevent events that happen to Monique and Rox. And so, Tommy, what are your, you mentioned that you don't care too much to ride in town, that you do prefer to be out in the country. But obviously there are dangers both places, in the countryside and also in town. And what are some of your thoughts about making things safer for our riders?
Well, I've obviously given it a lot of thought, and one of the things I always thought would be awesome is if you had a, if you had someone riding their bike through town in the way that we're supposed to, sharing the road, and had a policeman, maybe in an unmarked car following behind, and just, you know, pulling over drivers, not necessarily ticketing them, but warning them, making people aware, because I'm like, where is a policeman in all of this? Because they would do things without any regard at all to the safety. And just, you know, of course, I have a hyper sense of awareness of it since I was involved in that accident. But and so I think, you know, just the police officers, for one, need to be aware, because there was no tickets given in my situation, too, with Rox's accident, and there should have been. But, you know, just I think there's some ignorance on the part of the law enforcement, but obviously with the drivers, the cars, and even the cyclists sometimes aren't doing the right thing. Riding, I see often on the wrong direction in the road, and riding without, you know, safety equipment or lightings where they needed lighting and so forth. So all of that, it's everybody needs to be more aware, you know. But, you know, there was a couple of weeks ago, my wife and I met this elderly couple from the Carolinas, and they were in their 80s, and they drive a minivan, and they have their bikes on a rack on the back of the van, and they're retired, of course, and they go and they just visit communities, and they wanted to go see what Cajun country was like. So they came here, and we met them at a restaurant and quickly became friends with them. But first thing they said was, you know, we'd love to ride our bikes and to explore communities when we visit, but we see this is not a bike-friendly area. It's not. We haven't even ridden our bikes yet.
And what were their observations? What told them that right away?
Well, you know, the communities, them being from the Northeast, they are a lot more aware of it. Where they are, there was a community organization that they're involved with that makes allowances for long-distance biking. They used abandoned railroad tracks and railroad beds, and they turned that into bike paths and so forth. I thought that was a cool thing. But also he was talking about newer communities, the sidewalks not being, you know, abrupt curbs and being something easier to get on, allowing enough space for a bike lane, but also just making the community aware of it as well. So, but the, you know, only place I really would ride right now is if there's no traffic anywhere around, and you know, that's pretty slim.
Absolutely, but that's interesting that this elderly couple immediately saw they were very attuned to what makes a community safe for bicycle riding and what's not safe. And
right.
Interesting perspective for you all to hear that so quickly. Mm-hmm. Now, Monique, you raced. You were really enjoyed riding your bike very fast. Did you go to other communities, other states to race?
No, I haven't.
Only in Louisiana.
Only here, right. Only in Lafayette. And there's actually a growing racing community here for bike racing. Precision Bikes just put on their first time trial that they do every month. And that was in Youngsville. And still, they still cleaned off the roads and they still – but they had cars whizzing by. And I mean, it's the middle of a race, much less training.
Mm-hmm. So, well, what do other communities do for racing? Are there special areas? Do they close off streets? What? How do they handle that?
Yeah, sure. So mm-hmm. both, you know, if they're racing, they will close off streets or they'll have off-the-road bike paths for road bikes.
So lots of strategies that communities use, and they're all very unique, I'm sure, to the individual communities, depending upon the terrain and I guess people's relationships to cars. And so I'm sure very many different strategies. Now, Monique, are you a part of Bike Lafayette? Have you been involved with them? And Tommy, have you just gotten involved with them?
I'm a brand new member.
You're a brand new member. Mm-hmm. All right. The membership is growing. Well, do both of you plan to be at the Ride of Silence?
Yes. I do.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And are you going to be on the sidelines, Monique, or how are you going to?
Yes, I'm going to be on the sidelines.
Cheering them
this
on.
Year.
Yeah, quietly and silently. Again, we are talking about the Ride of Silence. It will take place this Wednesday. And as Jen said, it's probably like the fourth Ride of Silence you all have had in Lafayette.
I'm not sure.
And you are honoring, of course, Monique here, who's had injuries in the past year, and Rox, who was riding with Tommy. If you are just tuning in, my guests are Tommy W., Monique Cole, and Jen Steele, again, talking about the Ride of Silence. So give us the details on the Ride of Silence and how other people can participate.
Sure. The Ride of Silence is a free ride, and it asks participants to ride no faster than 12 miles an hour. You need to wear helmets. You need to have lights. It is going to be an after-dark ride. And you need to follow the rules of the road. Lastly, we ask that everyone remain silent during the ride. Again, it is a solemn procession to raise awareness. We do have on our website details on state traffic law relative to bicycles. If you go to bikelafayette.org, you can be aware of all the requirements of both cyclists and motorists. As Tommy mentioned, it's important that we have law enforcement awareness of not only motorist actions, but it's also important that bicyclists take responsibility as well. The number one cause of accidents for bicyclists is actually them traveling in the wrong direction, traveling against the direction of traffic. So if I can get that one message across to bicyclists, go in the direction of traffic, have lights at night, wear a helmet. It's only required if you're 12 or under, but, you know, it's always a good idea. We will meet at the Mickey Shinnick Ghost Bike Memorial, which is at the intersection of St. Landry and Dean Streets. We are going to ride for approximately 9 miles. It'll take about an hour. It'll be very slow. I would encourage anybody to – it's not going to be at a – we're not racing. It won't be a rigorous pace, and so anybody can come on any kind of bike, and I would really encourage everybody to come out.
And if people would like to know more about Bike Lafayette, do you all have regular meetings? Should they contact you through your website?
Yeah, you can email us at info@bikelafayette.org. You can certainly visit the website. We have monthly board meetings, and we have periodic membership meetings. We had a meeting. In fact, we were here, I think we were here for Bike Month last month promoting Festivalo. But as part of that, for example, we had an event at the Blue Moon Saloon. So periodically we do have those. We often have rides. That's our primary community building activity. This is our next ride, and we'll have a watermelon ride this summer. We'll come talk to you.
You have to hold up a watermelon.
You don't have to. You get to eat it at the end.
Okay. Do you have a Facebook that people can?
We do have a Facebook site mm-hmm. as well. We have one that you can like, mm-hmm. and you'll get our feeds that way. And there's also a discussion group where you can talk with others in Lafayette about issues relative to biking.
All right. So you too, if you're listening now, you can become a new member like Tommy W. did. My guests are talking about the Ride of Silence, which will take place this Wednesday, 7 o'clock. For more information, you can go to the Bike Lafayette website or sign up for their Facebook and get their notices about what's happening. And of course, there's contact information at either of those sites as well. My guests, Monique Cole, will be honored at the Ride of Silence as well. And Tommy W's friend Rox will be honored also at this Ride of Silence. Thank you all for coming by and sharing your stories and giving us a sense of what we can all do to make it a safer place for cyclists, being more mindful and certainly working as Bike Lafayette does to help change things for all of us here. And thank you, Jen, for all your work with Bike Lafayette and letting us know about your events.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you all.
Thank you.